God said, Esau, I hate. He had no value on his birthright. He put his appetite above his birthright. I'm about to starve. Just give me some of that lentil soup. I don't care. Take the birthright. God said, I hate that. Amen. Jacob, I love. Jacob did everything in his power to get the birthright. Amen. Hook and crook. Scheming, dipping and dodging. He did, but until God changed his nature. Amen? Amen. Amen? So there's a prophetic flow. So the prophets were helping. Then in, just write it down, to Ezra chapter 6, verse 14, it said they prospered through the prophesying. Let me read that. That's a good one. Ezra 6:14. And the elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. Think about it in a moment. Meditate on that. They prospered through the prophesying. Amen. Their prosperity wasn't just limited to what they could produce with a hammer and a nail. Amen. Amen. True prosperity, believe the Lord, so shall you be established. Amen. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Amen. See, some of us, it's imperative, it's important, it's very necessary that your soul prosper. Amen. Your mind, your will, your emotions, your intellect, that has to prosper, because that's been what's been, let me use the word, damming up the flow of your river. Amen. See, out of your spirit will flow rivers of living water, but your soul will block it up. Amen. God trying to get something to you, and you blocking him because you're scared. Because of what happened. Because of an experience you had. Let me tell you something. You'll go through all kind of experiences. But experience can never, you can never allow experience to take the place of God. Amen. You might have had a bad experience just a while ago, but that don't change God's nature. That doesn't change God's plan. That doesn't change God's promise to you. But if your soul doesn't prosper, you'll be on lockdown, having visions and dreams and nightmares of failure. And let me tell you something, God is like this sometimes. Sometimes he will let you fail on purpose, but the failing is failing forward. He's there for you, but now you got to get over not trusting him. In other words, you got to grow up. You got to become somebody you've not been before. Because God hadn't changed, his purpose hadn't changed, his methods hadn't changed, but you have to change. After you've cried and bawled and whined and snotted and everything else, God says, all right, get up now and start believing me again. Because if you believe on me, as the scripture have said, out of your belly will flow the rivers of living water. When many of us ought to be teachers, we have need of others to teach us. Amen. We're taking milk and not meat. Amen. I'm going to say it this way, and understand, we used to say this back in the day, you're like a spiritual sissy. Now, I know the word is used different today. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Weak, afraid, scared. A chicken. Huh? Time to grow up. Amen. Faith doesn't make things easy. Amen. It makes things possible. Amen. Somebody always looking to try to be, I'm just not happy. Well, la-dee-da.
Amen.
Happiness don't just happen overnight.
Amen.
You got to build an environment.
Amen.
I said you got to build the environment. You got to establish the environment. You got to keep stuff out of your garden and bring stuff into your garden. Amen. If you have the furniture in your living room you want, then you design that. You got rid of the old and you brought in the new. Are you know what I'm saying? You got to create that environment. We just did a message on choice, not chance. Purpose is not by chance. It's by choice.
Amen.
And you have to make choices.
Amen. Amen.
Stop just leaving it up to fate.
Amen.
Well, is it the will of the Lord? No, it ain't the will of the Lord. It's the will of the devil. Where is the Lord's will? Well, some things that God does sovereignly, for sure. But some things you've been relegating to God to do, God is saying, you better do it.
Amen.
You better get about business, busy about the business.
Amen.
I'll do what you can't do.
Amen.
I'm not asking you to do what you can't do.
Amen.
God's not going to dress you to come to church.
Amen.
He ain't going to drive your car to church for you.
Amen.
Lord, take me to church. You'd be at home all by yourself. He said, no, you get to church, I'll meet you there.
Amen. Amen.
So they prospered through the prophesying. That's why we speak certain things in certain ways. Stop being stuck on facts. Now, we don't ignore facts, especially illness. You know, if a person's ill, oh, I ain't sick. No, you sick. You sick. But that's just the fact. The truth is, by his stripes. Now, what dominates your imagination? The sickness or the healing? Seriously. Don't play games. Don't pretend.
Amen.
Do an assessment of yourself. What dominates your imagination?
Amen.
Getting worse? Well, you know what they say. And you watch enough of these commercials. You won't last long.
Amen.
It's the way of the world. It's how the world thinks. We're not of the world.
Amen.
We're in it, but we're not of it. That's why the fight is there.
Amen.
We fight that when we have authority to push it out.
Amen.
Not to think a certain way.
Amen.
The word of God will quicken you.
Yes.
Your mortal body. It'll quicken your mind. It'll renew your soul.
Amen.
Amen. Your soul will prosper. But your soul has to prosper.
Amen.
See, I'm having to do all this even to get you ready for what I want to tell you. Just to get you ready to hear this.
Amen.
So I know, you know, see, if God were to drop $1 million in your hand right now, what would you do? Don't say nothing, don't. Don't whisper nothing to nobody. I'm talking to you individually. What would you do? See, a lot of people think, well, you know, yeah, that's what you say. But if you've not been made for it, let a little opposition come to you. Well, I ain't got to put up with this. You know who I am?
Amen.
You would take the path of least resistance. Because you got money.
Amen. Amen.
If you're not made for it.
Amen.
If you're made for it, you would have, but be as though you didn't have.
Amen.
I've met people like that that have more money you could shake a stick at, but you would never know it. the danger of being lifted up, arrogant, and then eventually, like Israel did, they begin to resist God and turn to other gods. So there's a process when we talk about launching out into the deep. There's a process that has to take place in you, and God's been doing it for a long time. But the question is, how have you been resisting Him? See, there is a remaining arrest for the people of God. But let me ask you, when challenges come, do you enter into rest or do you enter into anxiety and fear and anger and frustration and start fussing about stuff and start looking for ways to get out of it? Or do you really honestly know how to trust God? Amen. Is He really in control as far as you are concerned? Or do you always revert to other things? Jump on the phone right away, looking for the way out, trying to get out from under the pressure that you created. Okay, so there's a prophetic flow. There are rivers. We've established that. In Ezekiel, it talks about a river that flowed out, that got so deep, he could not pass over. Now, here's where we want to start. All of that was just getting you hopefully ready, plowing the field so that I could sow some seed. Ezekiel said it became a river that could not be passed over. In other words, in the ankle deep, he could walk. In that was up to his knees, he could still, his own strength, his own balance, everything about him was still intact. Up to the waist, he could still do it. But when he got out to the deep, he said, okay, I can't pass over. The way that I am, what I have, who I am right now, I can't do this. Something's got to change. Yes. Tell somebody, something's got to change. It's different when you're in shallow water than to when you are in deep water. The laws, the rules change. Amen. Try walking out in the water. You can't swim. You're just going to walk out in the water with some cement boots on. Just walk out in the water. It's up over your head. Now, something got to change once you get in that water that you can't pass over. Amen. Something has to change if you're going to survive and thrive. And see, that's how the river of the prophetic is.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.